certainly, along with the other MLAs, representatives and the MP, we had a very frank exchange with Minister Kennedy last week up at his headquarters. And certainly the case was put to him that we believe that to a certain extent that this was, there was political motivation behind the delay, because Minister Kennedy has been promising now for months to sign off the draft orders, which is the next stage in the process of constructing the A5. However, his responses, I didn't feel were satisfactory. However, he has given a commitment to bring a report to the executive meeting, which takes place at the beginning of September on the A5.
So a total of £72 million has already been spent on the scheme. And when do we think that work will actually commence properly on the A5?
Well, the timeline that we're looking at is the draft orders have to be issued as soon as possible. That will be followed by a 6 weeks consultation period. Following that there, it is highly likely that there will be a public inquiry. Now, provided there aren't any unforeseen circumstances that will arise during that public inquiry, if it all goes to plan, I would like to see the A5 actually starting on the ground in late 2016, 2017 perhaps.